Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, and good morning to Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You are going to start our week with more restaurant talk. What's the business news for us this morning?
Yeah, so the weather is starting to turn cold, which means soup season. And in my opinion, at least, I don't think there could ever be too many pho restaurants in Fresno. So the latest one that's going to be opening by the end of next month is it's called Lime and Basil. It's going to be opening in the former Maru Sushi restaurant location at Bullard and West. So Lime and Basil is the brainchild of Mean Din, who owned a pho restaurant in San Jose before moving to Fresno to be closer to her parents. So they're going to have kind of a small, simple menu. They're going to have pho, you know, and this is the kind of pho with a broth that takes about 14 hours to cook. They're also going to have banh mi sandwiches, which is a really famous Vietnamese French fusion item. Apparently, they're also going to have Vietnamese-style tea and coffee, and the word from the owner is that Vietnamese coffee is a little stronger than when we get here in the good old U.S. of A. So if you need a bowl of soup and a pick-me-up coffee, you can go out to Lime and Basil. Looks like they're going to have a patio, which, you know, obviously kind of a necessity these days. And like I said, they're going to be opening at Bullard and West by the end of October.
Sounds interesting, and you made my tummy growl a little bit there this morning. Now let's talk. Well, we go from restaurants to politics. We're less than 2 months away from the presidential election, and the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, has a proposal that has some in the real estate world worried. Explain this to us, Gabe.
Yeah, so we're talking about the 1031 exchange, which sounds like something you might find down in L.A. in their freeway system, but it's actually part of the tax code that has fueled many real estate deals. So as you mentioned, if Joe Biden is elected president, it's likely that, well, at least one of his proposals, he's going to end that tax break for people who are high earners, you know, earning more than $400,000 a year. So this is how the 1031 exchange works. Say I buy a building and I own it for, say, 10 years and its value appreciates. Normally, if I sell that building, I would have to pay the capital gains taxes on that amount that it was appreciated. To avoid those capital gains taxes, what I could do is I could take that appreciation and put it into another building, you know, and buy another building, take advantage of 1031. And the tax code gives a way to avoid paying capital gains taxes, kind of, in, you know, possibly into perpetuity. It's been a popular program, especially here for farmers who say maybe they're selling their farmland. They want to get into a different kind of investment, maybe an office building, a retail building. The estimates say that, you know, through 2023, the amount of money being deferred could be about $51 billion in the U.S. So it's, you know, nothing to sneeze at. So Biden's proposal is going to eliminate this for high earners, and that money would be put into programs for child and elderly care. We spoke to real estate people who said that this would really pull the rug out of the industry. So just, you know, one more kind of wonky tax thing to look at, you know, once November 3rd comes around. A lot of high stakes in that election, and 1031 exchanges are included.
And a lot of great info about business out of your mouth this morning, Gabe Dillard. Nice work.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great week, buddy.
You too.
You want more information on these stories, all news that is business? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.